Busy Lizzie's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So tomorrow is National Fish and Chip Day. That means I had to come to one place and one place only. Busy Lizzie's in Skipton. Hello, Katie.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm giddy for fish and chips. For those who don't know, who are you?
I'm Katie Davison. I'm the marketing director at Busy Lizzie's.
Now, what does National Fish and Chip Day mean to you? Because you get ready for this day, don't you?
We do. It first came about last year, and it's been made, you know, quite a big thing in the fish and chip industry. So we prepare we've bought in like Union Jack hats, and we have bunting already up outside the shop and inside the shop, and it's just a feel good day for fish and chips. And Friday is always a very busy day, but National Fish and Chip Day is one of the best days of the year.
National Fish and Chip Day on a Friday with the weather looking forecast to be all right as well. Happy as Larry.
Yeah, it's just perfect. It's the, you know, it's the end of the week for the, you know, for the half term for the kids, and everyone's in a good mood. People are off work, and yeah, it's a feel good vibe. It's a Fish and Chip Friday.
We're going to go and chat to some of your customers and some people on the street to find out what fish and chips mean to them. Why do you think the classic dish of fish and chips have stood the test of time?
I think it's because it's not a fad. It's not a fad food. It's not a fashionable food. It's a good staple food that's always on people's minds. It's not something that's going to go out of fashion. Fish and chips has been around for you know, many years, and it's going to still be here for many years to come, we hope.
I think it will. When I just decided I'm having a chippy tea, I get a bit giddy. I mean, yes, I'm having chips tonight. And I wouldn't do that over a seared pigeon breast with a red wine jus. You just don't have, it doesn't have the same impact, does it?
No, there is something that is like I say, is a feel-good feeling to have fish and chips. It's, you know, it's a weekly treat, and people, you know, look forward to it.
Right, so we're going to go and see what fish and chips mean to the good folk of Skipton. What's your name, please?
My name is Edna Copeland.
Okay, you've just finished your meal here at Busy Lizzie's. It's National Fish and Chip Day very soon. Why do you love a chippy tea?
Well, because of the fish mostly. Well, it's absolutely wonderful.
I was going to say, what three words would you use to describe fish and chips?
Think of three words.
What kind?
Well, go on.
I'll come over to you. What's your name?
Brenda Mosley.
And what three words would you use to describe the good old classic dish of fish and chips?
It's a national treasure.
Fish and chips means happiness.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes.
When I'm having chips for tea, I get giddy.
Oh my word. Oh, that sounds dangerous.
Okay. Your name, please, sir?
Martin Ian Reed.
Where are you from?
Halifax.
Okay. What does fish and chips mean to you?
Everything.
You're
it's
passionate.
One of my favourite meals.
How often would you say you go for it?
At least once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, or twice a week, you know, depending on where I am.
It's brilliant.
I come here a lot.
So you come from Halifax to come to Busy Lizzie's?
Yeah, because of the best fish and chips in Yorkshire.
Well, that bit's going in the edit.
Yeah, all right.
National Fish and Chip Day. I've interrupted your meal. You've not even quite finished. I'm so sorry for barging in. What's your name?
Sylvia.
Sylvia, three words to describe fish and chips.
Great British institution.
It is, isn't it?
It is. Fabulous.
Happy Fish and Chip Day. Especially here. Three cheers for Busy Lizzie's. What's your name?
My name is James. We come here when we're in the UK, probably two or three times a week.
Wow.
And we always come here. They're great people at Busy Lizzie's. This is our favourite fish and chip restaurant. For half the year, we're not even in the UK. And so this is a very important event for us. I've just come back from Dublin, three days in Dublin till today, chairing a non-executive board meeting where I'm chairman, and I said to Sylvia, let's head off to Busy Lizzie's for a real do, and we're here.
And so when you're the other side of the world, what is it about fish and chips that makes you want to go home?
Well, it's a traditional British menu. I actually have my fish very lightly done with a minimum batter, and I have some salad with it and half as much chips because I want to control my weight a little bit, because madam beats me with a stick because I've just had my hip done, as you see. I've, you know, I'm on arm crutches, so I don't want to be beaten up.
So for those that have been put in the mood for a good chippy tea, where can they find good old Busy Lizzie's?
So we are on Swaffordshire Street, and we're also at High Street Car Park across from Marks and Spencer's.
And Katie, happy National Fish and Chip Day for tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
You send cards?
Not this year.
All right, I'll send you a card for Fish and Chip Day. I'll get one made.
Busy Lizzie's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.